The day that we've all been waiting for is finally here. But I've got pretty high expectations for LSU baseball, and I think that you should too. So I'm going to set the expectation on day one, and we'll do that plus so much more on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thanks for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcast. But don't forget, we are also on YouTube as well. So you can watch, you can listen, and you can subscribe on the YouTube channel, Locked On LSU. My name is Caroline Fenton. I'm your host, as I am every day. You can follow me on Twitter at CarolineFenton1. I appreciate you for being here. Appreciate you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Before we get into all of the good stuff for LSU baseball opening day, I want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com today to get started. So it's opening day at the box, and this is always one of the most exciting days of the year. Of course, you know, opening day of the basketball season, first football game of the year, this falls in line. You know, it just feels like there's a different feeling in the air. And especially it falls on Mardi Gras weekend. It just feels like, okay, spring is here. We're getting ready. And it feels like, okay, you know, it just feels different. Y'all know the feeling. We've all been there before. But this season has a different feeling than a lot of other seasons have in the past. Because the expectations for LSU baseball are higher than they have been, at least in recent history. And for good reason. LSU is the consensus number one team in the country. That doesn't happen very often. A lot of times going into the regular season, there's some discrepancy because one person may value what one team has over another. But no. Everyone, all of the baseball gurus value what LSU has over any other team in the country, which is saying something, considering how stacked so many other teams in the SEC truly are. Florida, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Texas A&M. It's a really tough league. LSU is set to be the best of all of them. According to D1Baseball.com, LSU has 5 of the top 50 players in college baseball. That's more than any other SEC team. Dylan Cruz is the consensus number one team in college, number one player in college baseball this year. Paul Skeens is the number 10 player in all of college baseball this year. LSU has 2 players in the top 10. Paul Skeens is the number 3 right-handed pitcher in all of college baseball, per D1Baseball.com. Now, Grant Taylor is 15th. I don't think it's necessarily fair to rank him in here, considering that he is out for the rest of the season with a UCL tear. But he is number 15. For argument's sake, we'll just go ahead and put him to the side, seeing as though LSU won't be getting production from him this year. Ty Floyd at 44, Trey Morgan at 47. Even if you take Grant Taylor out, LSU still has more players in the top 50 per D1Baseball.com than any other team in the SEC. That's really freaking impressive. LSU is the number one transfer portal class in the country. LSU has the number one recruiting class in the country. LSU has the top player in the country. LSU has the top MLB draft prospect in the country in Dylan Cruz. LSU has probably the best right-hand pitcher in the country. And I know per D1Baseball.com, he's ranked 3rd, but let's say top 3 for argument's sake. That is insanely stacked. There is so much talent on this team. So I'll set the expectation here. This is at least my expectation. LSU needs to win a championship this year. It's time for LSU to win a national championship. This is one of the top programs in the country. It is. Consensus. You know, you ask anybody who has, you know, an ounce of knowledge of college baseball, they know, oh, LSU. LSU's always good. It's been long enough. It's been long enough for LSU to have won a championship. With a team like this, with the talent that this team has, there's no excuse to not. And I know it's hard. I know it is so hard to win the College World Series. It's a long season. it's incredibly difficult to get to Omaha. And then once you're in Omaha, you got to go through a freaking gauntlet. I know that every year the team that you think that is going to win it all probably doesn't. I mean, look at last year, for example. Everyone thought Tennessee was going to win the College World Series. Tennessee looked like the most dominant team in the country from the very beginning of the season. I mean, they were sweeping nearly every single team on their schedule. Tennessee didn't even make it to Omaha. It's really hard to win in college baseball. But to me, there's just no excuses. To have a team like this, to have talent like this, at every single position, you have some of the top talent in the country. There's no excuse. That's my expectation. And I say no excuse. Injuries absolutely play a factor into all of this. Knock on all of the wood. You know, if your team just goes through injuries all season long, yeah, no, I get it. I understand. But barring injuries, it's time for LSU to win a championship. It's been long enough. This is one of the top teams in the country. It's been long enough to win a national title if you want to continue being one of the top teams in the country. It's time. It's been long enough. You know, it's been, what, 14 years by now? It's time to win a championship. LSU has had so much talent. And so many of these teams ever since the last College World Series. Heck, they even got there in 2017. Couldn't get past Florida, but that was a good team. Look at how much MLB talent represented LSU in their time in college. They didn't win championships. At least some of them didn't. They didn't win championships. This team has the makeup of some of those teams. This team has the talent of some of those teams that didn't go all the way. It's time. You got to get your talent to the biggest stage in college baseball. If this team wants to live up to the expectations and the high expectations that have been placed upon them by all of the pundits in college baseball, anything short of a national title is falling short of expectations. So that's my thing. And I know that that's probably sounds daunting, but that should make you feel really freaking hype for this season. That should make you feel really freaking hype for tonight. That anything short of a national title is falling short of expectations? Holy moly, man. That's pretty exciting. That makes me fired up to watch this season. And I'm ready. I'm ready for a College World Series championship. I'm ready. Give it to me. Give me a title. You got the team. You got the talent. You got the coaching. Bring it home. But what could hold them back? What could be a factor that stands between LSU today and LSU in May? We'll get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about FanDuel. So the midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is safe, it is secure, and it's super easy to use. And then you can bet on everything from the money line to the point scores and the threes drained. What you can even do on FanDuel as well is, even though it's the midway point of the NBA season, you can also place some future bets of who you think is going to be in the play-in tournament, who you think is ultimately going to be victorious at the end of the season. You can do all of that on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance to win your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Well, thanks again for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything that you need to know about college basketball, all in one place, and it's hosted by a couple of really great, knowledgeable guys. So you can hear from big-name experts, insiders, coaches, and players all on Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. I've got high hopes for LSU baseball this year, and I think those are fair expectations. Whenever you have top transfer portal class, top recruiting class, top talent in the country. You should be the top team in the country. And I know it's hard. It is hard. This season is a grind. And I've already, on the podcast in the past, I've highlighted just how difficult it's going to be for LSU from the very beginning. I mean, you look at the first three teams that LSU plays in conference play. We start off the season with Texas A&M. Well, Texas A&M is a top 10 team in the country. I mean, like, that's not going to be easy. Like, wake up call, hello. You're playing Texas A&M in the first week of conference play. If you don't get your stuff together early, you're going to fall behind. And then you play Arkansas in the second week of the SEC play. Well, Arkansas is a pretty damn good team. Then you play Tennessee, who is a top 10 team in the country. And you play Tennessee that also has a whole lot of talent, according to D1Baseball.com. They've also got a top 10 player. They've got Chase Dolander, who might be one of the best players in the country. I mean, it's not going to be an easy road for LSU. But the best teams rise to the occasion, even when it's that difficult. Because every other team in the SEC has to go through the same gauntlet that you do. You're supposed to be better than those teams. But what could hold this team back? I already mentioned one, and that's injuries. And that's incredibly unfortunate. And unfortunately, something that LSU has already had to overcome. I mean, Grant Taylor, who's a top 15 player in the country, he's out for the season. Well, that's a really, you know, a big hit to your team. So fingers crossed, knock on wood, you know, that this team stays healthy throughout the rest of the season, because injuries can take you from number one in the country to not even the top 25 really, really quickly. So knock on wood, fingers crossed, keep this team healthy. So injuries are something that's out of your control, unfortunately. So, you know, injuries are always going to be a factor for any team, whether you're number one in the country or whether you're ranked 101 in the country, injuries will be a factor, or hopefully not. But if you want to look at what could hold them back this year, let's go back to some of the problems that they were having last year, what was holding this team back this past year. I think the most obvious issue that this team was going through was pitching depth, starting pitching depth, bullpen depth. I mean, that's really what got to LSU in the SEC tournament, was they were playing these back-to-back-to-back-to-back games and also in the regionals as well. And they just didn't have the arms to put out there on the mound. They just didn't have the depth there. So that's what they addressed in the offseason. You bring in Paul Skeens to add some starting pitching depth. You bring in Thatcher Hurd to add some starting pitching depth. And also, it's not just depth. It's also like some of the top talent in the country. Paul Skeens, a top 10 player in the country. Thatcher Hurd, you know, one of the top players in the Pac-12 this past year at UCLA. That's what you brought those guys in here to do, was to add depth and also to add talent. So you address those issues. You bring in Christian Little as well. Christian Little, a transfer from Vanderbilt. He's a really solid player as well. Starting pitching depth and also bullpen depth. So you've got options in your rotation, and you've also got the opportunity and the privilege of being able to choose. That's not what LSU had this past year. They didn't always have the opportunity to choose who was the best in the rotation, who was the best in the bullpen, because they just needed bodies. They just needed arms. So LSU addressed some of those issues of pitching depth. Defense was a problem as well. It was something that I harped on this podcast so many times this past year. Of seriously, guys, like, very routine plays. And very routine plays. Especially, I'm looking at you, Jordan Thompson. I need more from you this season at shortstop. But routine plays that a defensive player that plays for LSU needs to be making. And it was more so a problem, I would say, in the regular season. And I would say that LSU's defense got better toward the end of the season, but you don't have the time to be able to adjust, especially once you get into conference play. There's no warm-up period. You know, you got your warm-up period in the first month or so of the season. But once you get into conference play, there is no warm-up period. You don't have time to figure out any of your defensive woes or any woes that your team may be facing at that point. You got to get in there and you got to be good. But also, looking at some of the tools that LSU brought in to help, and also the tools that they're bringing back, Tommy White coming in to play third base, one of the best players in the country. Bringing back Trey Morgan, also one of the top players in the country who really helped you out offensively and defensively last year. I would say Trey Morgan was a bright spot on this team defensively this past year. And also, you're returning and also bringing in via the transfer portal and also, you know, in this recruiting class, you're only bolstering what was one of your biggest strengths last year, and that's offense. LSU was so electric at the plate last year, and sometimes I would go through periods of the offense going dormant or the offense going silent. But I mentioned Tommy White, one of the best batters in the country. I mean, that dude is a slugger. You bring him in to compliment Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan. Well, I mean, fireworks, offensive fireworks. So it's the pieces that you're returning and also the pieces that you've brought in to complement it. And with pitching as well, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Chase Sanders as a guy who absolutely is going to be, excuse me, as I drop my notes here, Chase Sanders, Chase Shores. Chase, you're bringing in Chase Shores via this recruiting class, who's one of the top players in the country, was the top high school pitcher in the state of Texas in 2022, right-handed pitcher in 2022. So you're bringing in talent that has experience via the transfer portal. You're bringing in some of the top transfer portal players in the country, Christian Little, Tommy White. You have the top recruiting class in the country that's helping your positions of need, most notably pitching. What held LSU back this past year, they addressed in the offseason. Now, is that going to come to fruition? You better hope so, because how can you do better than what you did if it's the number one class in the country? So the problems last year, my most obvious problems that at least I identified, in my opinion, pitching and defense. You brought in guys that'll help you defensively. You brought in guys that'll add some depth in the pitching rotation, guys that'll add depth in the bullpen. You're also returning your greatest strengths, and that was offensively. That was at the plate. They were hitting so well this last year, and you only brought in pieces to bolster that up. I mean, a tandem of Tommy White and Dylan Cruz, I don't know if you have a 1-2 punch that's better in college baseball. So what could hold them back? I don't know exactly. I guess we'll see. We'll see that on full display. What held them back last year, in theory, was addressed. What can hold them back this year? I think we'll see. We'll evaluate. But at this point, where I look at this roster, only themselves. But we'll see. And also, I guess I would be remiss to mention if I didn't mention how difficult the schedule is and how that can hold them back. And how tough it is from the very beginning. That you don't have a grace period. You don't get the opportunity to just kind of sit back. Because yes, you play Western Michigan, and you got Southern. Well, then you take on Texas very soon after that next weekend. I mean, get your stuff together from the beginning. You don't have a grace period. So don't let the schedule hold you back. Because you're going to have a tough schedule every year. Every team in the SEC is going to have a tough schedule because that's just how the SEC is. Don't let it hold you back. But what I want to see this weekend, I'm taking kind of a macro look at the entire season as a whole. But coming up next, I want to get into what I want to see specifically this weekend. How much can we really learn about this team as they take on Western Michigan this weekend? We'll get into that coming up next. Okay, so I highlight my expectations. Omaha or bust. Omaha or bust for me. And I think those are fair expectations. Yeah, they're high expectations. And yes, I understand how difficult this sport is. I understand how difficult it is to win in this conference, in this sport. But you got the best team in the country. Everybody's looking at you. You got a target on your back. And honestly, I love that. That means you're the best team in the country. That means that you're the team to beat. Alabama's got a target on their back. Georgia's got a target on their back in football. Those are two teams that I want to be like. So this is what I want to see this weekend. And what I'm so excited to see this weekend. Just pure domination, honestly. Really. And maybe you'd say, oh, well, that's not fair. You know, you don't want to run up the score against these poor guys. No, run it up. Run it up. Because this, to me, at the beginning of the season, these are confidence-building games. These are our opportunities to show, oh, everybody's counting on you to be the number one team in the country. Prove it. Prove it. Show me your strengths. Show me what you're good at. Show me that you are the number one team in the country. And I understand Jay Johnson in his media availability this week mentioned how building confidence is winning close games. I think that's the case in conference play. Winning close games against really good teams. Like if you win, let's say, a handful of really close games in those, in that 3-week stretch between Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Tennessee, like, that's going to build confidence, because it was, came right down to the wire. And at the very end of the game, in the 8th and the 9th, you were able to pull it out. That you were able to play close with one of the best teams in the country and able to pull out a win. At the beginning of the country season, when you're playing Western Michigan, winning close games, I don't think builds confidence. I'm not a baseball coach. To me, what would build confidence on week one in one of the most highly anticipated seasons in recent memory for me, for LSU baseball, is absolutely knocking the boots off of these guys, is winning big, putting up big numbers, offensive fireworks, doing your job defensively. I mean, for me, what I want to see this weekend is show me that you're the number one team in the country. And also, you know, getting a little bit more specific, I'm really excited to watch Paul Skeens pitch tonight. I didn't watch Air Force this past year. I'll be completely honest with you. I didn't watch Paul Skeens in his first 2 years at Air Force. So I'm excited to see on full display, truly, you know, what he can do. I'm excited to see this guy that is so talented, both on the mound and behind the plate, honestly. He's a really good offensive player as well. I want to see the hype. I want to see what he's good at. I want to see his tools. I want to see the Friday night guy that we haven't seen yet. So I'm really excited to see this pitching rotation. You know, we know what Riley Cooper can do. We saw Riley Cooper this past year. Excited to see how we can build upon what he did this past year. I'm excited to see Chase Shores. Nobody has seen Chase Shores in college baseball. This is his college baseball debut. So I'm excited to see this pitching rotation. Two out of the three guys, at least I haven't seen, one of the three guys nobody has seen in a college baseball setting. So I'm excited to see what those guys do. I'm excited to see the hitting as well, because we know Dylan Cruz is going to be a force to be reckoned with behind the plate. I'm excited to see Tommy White. I'm excited to see this batting order, how it complements one another. I'm excited to see this roster kind of come to fruition. As I say, you know, you don't have time to figure things out. That's also in congruence with, you're going to figure things out throughout the season. And that's inevitable. But it's also remaining competitive while you're figuring things out, while you're figuring out just the right batting order, while you're figuring out just the right weekend rotation on the mound. Those are all things that I'm excited to see, and I'm looking forward to, is this team figuring out its sweet spot while also being competitive. But I want to see them run up the score. Let me see those offensive fireworks. Let me see those bats moving. And I'm excited to see some of these guys that, you know, the top recruiting class in the country, the top transfer portal class in the country. I'm excited to see not just those individual players and players that are very highly lauded, players that are some of the top in the country, but also how this team works as one cohesive unit with so many pieces together. But tonight and this weekend, I'm looking for run it up. Run it up. Build that confidence, because you don't have much time to waste when you take on Texas next week. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. If you're going out to the box this weekend, enjoy it. Have fun. Stay warm. Cheer extra loud for me. If you're headed out to the parades, be safe. Have a very, very fun Mardi Gras weekend. I will be celebrating Mardi Gras this weekend, but I'll also have LSU baseball up my phone as I'm hitting the parades. But I appreciate you for making Locked On LSU your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. The experts Isaac Shaden and Andy Patton bring you everything that you need to know on and off the court. Plus, you can hear from big name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.